Good morning. It's the last day of celebration, and London must know it's the last day of celebration because it has turned on the most London weather. It is cold. It is raining. No snow day though. Nothing compares to snow day of Chicago, but it is pretty miserable today. And we're just sort of leaving a little bit later. So we just got to the station. I got Catherine here with me. It's all a bit quiet.
Yeah, all a bit quieter than normal, but yeah, very sad because it's last day, so we're all going to deal with the post-con blues.
Gotta pick ourselves up. We had a very nice evening last night. We took all the gang out to Brick Lane and everybody went out for a drink and a curry and had a raucous old time until they threw us out, basically, which was really good fun, but everyone's sort of trickling away. Brittany got there quite early and Andy got there early. They were going to Bad Batch. But we thought, hey, we don't need to get there that early. We'll just wander in as normal. Where are you off to when you get there?
Oh, probably just have a wander, have a squiz, see what I can see. I still haven't seen B2 Emo. I've heard that he's around. I want to see him.
At the Droid Builders, I think.
Yes.
There is one there. I don't know how good it is. I saw it, so I don't want you going over there going, not screen accurate.
I just want to give him a hug. Come on, B2 Emo, give him a hug. Yeah, just do a bit of exploring. Maybe catch Doug Chang later today.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to try and get to the Visions panel. I've got to meet Laura from Force Toast because we've been missing each other all con. I've got to get her beanie. So I'm going to go to the Visions, which is at 1. And I'll probably queue up for that a little bit early, but I think I'll be all right for Visions. I'm not going to be able to just get in without too much hassle. But I guess we'll see. I feel like that's about the level of High Republic, and I walked into High Republic. I thought that's the same level of... Or is it because on TV do you think it's a bit hotter?
Yeah, I think the... On TV rather than just books might lift its game. But, at the publishing panel yesterday, they talked about a new book from Pablo with some Rogue One and Andor content in it.
Oh, is this the visual guide?
Yes, need.
Pre-order?
I don't know, I'll have to hunt down what
your,
it is.
Your Andor budget's blowing out. I was sitting next to a guy at the villains panel yesterday, this nice chap from Belgium, Brussels I think he was, and he was like dressed as sort of like a Scarif, like a Alliance Scarif kind of outfit, you know, like a Rogue One. And we just started chatting and he said, oh, you know, I design t-shirts and stuff, and at the moment, you know, we're really on doing Andor stuff. I'm like, I think I know someone who might be interested in that.
Yes, well, I am eyeing off a Apple Watch band with Andor in it. I don't own a Apple Watch. I don't wear watches, but I'm still looking at it going, very nice, very nice.
You should just get, like, a Chinese knockoff Apple Watch, you know, like an $80 knockoff that's the same. But just, you know, it's just like a basic watch, but it'll still use the bands and everything, and then you don't have to buy a $600 watch for the band.
But then it won't come... Then I can't get the app that has Cassian Andor's face on it.
What, like just change the... No, anyway, we'll do some research on knockoff Apple Watches and see what you can do. Because if you can come at least customise the background, you should be safe. If you can, at least if you can customise the background and tell time, then you're doing all right. No guarantee.
Yeah, look, they were sold out and they were a bit iffy on delivery to Australia, so I might be safe.
Welcome to the theme of celebration, iffy to Australia. I think I already mentioned on here that I went over to Hasbro and gave them a piece of my mind. Well, in a very nice way, but they were self-conscious. a few people, Australians, and I think on that Hasbro thing, they're only delivering to like the UK and America and Canada, like in Celebration Europe. So I think even the other European countries, that's not 100% sure on that, but someone told me that they weren't even delivering to other European countries at Celebration Europe. So Hasbro, again, the biggest self-own, kick their own goals at here.
So poor, plus that it's only a QR to pre-order. It's not buy the thing, it's a QR.
It's like, terrible. Like, just get a pallet of them. Anyway, so there's actually a Dr. Aphra Black Series I want to get, and there's one of the Black Series stores on the floor. I think they had them in the morning, so I might go straight there and see if I can get one, although it is day 5, so a lot of that stock's probably exhausted. I know I've got an appointment at the store this afternoon, so I'm going to go pick over the bones of that. It's the very last thing I do.
Oh, yeah, there will be bones.
You can find even just a large shirt with key art on it or something, I'll be pretty happy, but we'll see. But alrighty, our train is going to pull up any minute now. Should we get ready to roll? Are you ready for last day?
No, never. Never.
I want it to end.
5 days, 6 days, 7 days. Come on.
Oh my God, that sounds like so exhausting.
Joel, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
It's also Sam.
All right, it's the middle of the day. Where are we? Who have I got?
You got Jimmy Dice here, Olivia, fresh from last night.
Fresh from Wisconsin. His pockets are stuffed with money. I could just see he's got money coming out all of his goddamn pockets. He's a winner, winner, chicken dinner, as they say here.
I know, well, it's time to buy merch today. Otherwise, I couldn't buy anything. I had to make some money so I could buy stuff to bring home, you know?
You can't go home empty-handed to the children.
No, not for the children. I got some a couple good Kenner figures for him, though. Got a good deal. Did a little haggling, you know, made a deal.
What'd you get?
I got, like, what was it? Guy had like a large bin of just old Kenner stuff. I got a Solo, I got a Luke, and they were like 10 quid each. And I'm like, come on, how about 12 for both? And the guy gave me a head nod and made the deal.
Nice. Yeah. I walked past like one of the vintage ones. I saw this like X-Wing pilot Luke on card. I was like, how much is that? It was like £950. And went, the guy's like, I was like, what's the price? And he goes, what would you like to pay? And I'm like, that's a leading question.
Yeah, I don't want to like insult to pay nothing. You. Yeah, I don't want to insult the man, but did you see the Grand Admiral Thrawn Funko?
It was I'm like trying to block Grand Admiral Thrawn out of my mind.
Did you see
the video? You saw the video we sent Matt. He's been mentioned everywhere in his podcast now. There you go. You've been mentioned the last one.
I love it. Well, it was the Funko special from the Orlando celebration. 600 quid for that thing.
Oh, I mean, I can get a vintage Kenner on a card. Like, I can kind of see that. They've been making them for a long time, but Funko, I don't trust as far as I can throw them.
No, it's just like, I feel like they're like Beanie Babies, you know? I feel like they're not going to hold up after time.
This is an inflated market.
Indeed. Like, the box is going to be great, but they're going to make so many of them, and not my thing.
Yeah, not my thing.
I collect enough crap, you know?
Yeah.
So, Visions.
So, yeah, we're in the Visions panel. This will probably be the last big panel. Well, I think it's the last big panel before the closing. You're not a closing ceremony guy, are you?
No. I mean, I'll watch it from like a live stage someplace or wherever, but I'm pretty happy to get just kind of a preview on this one. This will be my last like big panel that I'll take a look at. I heard that they're going to be all new. Like no continuations from the previous season.
I think there's two of the Japanese studios are back, I think, and then they're all the rest are from around the world. So the one like have you ever seen Wallace and Gromit?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're doing one as well.
Oh,
so that's a bit of local flavor. So I wouldn't be surprised if they come out actually, just because they're like local boys.
Dude, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
If it's just like, you know, Wallace with a lightsaber or something like that. I don't know. I'll be down for that.
It'd be good for a photo, you know, with a big celebration splash in the background.
I think it'd be good. This is a good one for people who haven't got into other stuff to, you know, like we didn't get into match sides.
I mean, it's been such a crapshoot just trying to get into anything here. Even if you do have a QR code and a ticket, it's just like, it's so stressful trying to get to all these places.
It was nice. We came in a bit later and we just walked in. It was very nice. It's quite a nice feeling just walking in, just like, this is nice. So, yeah, looking forward to Visions. It's going to be good. And then, I don't know. And then the closing ceremony. And then, well, you're the guy. Like, what's the market say on next celebration? Are they, one, going to announce it 2 years out? And two was going to be.
All right, here's my guess. One, I don't think they're going to announce it because they're probably going to take a year off and do some recalibration maybe and figure out what's going on. Plus, there isn't anything really huge coming out next year that we haven't already seen.
Oh, no, I know they're definitely not going to do it. It's whether they just say it's coming in 20, like they announce the location.
Oh, location. Location? No, I don't think they're going to do it.
Think they're going to sit on it for a year?
I think so. Or at least for a year or 6 months anyways. Where it's going to be? I'd love to see it go to Japan. I'd love to see it go to Australia.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the crowd loves it. They want to go to Australia.
They heard me. It'd probably be in the US again if I were to guess.
I can't imagine they'd go 3 years without, or it'll be 4 years then without doing it in America, but we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. It'd be weird if they didn't announce it. It'd be like, but at the same time, you know, my brain is going, I don't have to organize, think about celebration, organizing for a year, which would be quite nice.
Yeah, that will be nice. It's almost like, oh no, now we have to immediately start saving for the plane ticket.
That's what we did out to London. It was like straight away going, oh God, all right, we're going to start thinking about that. Especially it was an 11-month turnaround this time.
I know. 3, 2, 1. you basically have to start booking like Airbnbs and hotels and everything else like immediately.
Right. Well, you do, and then they just get cancelled a few weeks out, and then you just...
That's right, you had that. Oh, my God.
I had two cancelled.
That's unbelievable. They probably realized that they could cancel it and rent it for more.
I know. Damn you. All right, well, let's touch base a little bit later. We're going to start thinking about saying goodbye to people.
Is our winner?
All sorts. I don't want to know.
Let's just not say goodbyes now. Let's just say I'll see you later.
Let's just get ready for visions.
Heard,
all right. Thanks,
heard,
man.
Heard.
That was a good one. All right, here we go.
Oh, she's moved.
She's moved. She was on this morning. She has no fear of podcasting. So we've got 2 hours of celebration left. We just got out of the visions panel. I got two of the scruffies, the local scruffies. I got Kev and Chrissy.
Hey, all right.
A couple of beers, winding down. What did you think of the visions panel?
Mate, absolutely loved it. Yeah. There was two or three studios I was really, really looking forward to. I'm a massive fan of the Cartoon Saloon one. Bring me that, mate. I thought it was brilliant. So I want to see what they do, because I love the Irish folklore sort of films. Song of the Sea is one of my favourite films, animated films of all time. And it was a great panel. And we got to see Aardman, mate.
I know. I was really...
I mean, come on.
I was really hoping, Aardman. You know, like the local one. And it was so good. What do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Seeing the Aardman one. Fantastic.
That lady's voice, played the mum. She's doing a bunch of stuff.
Proper Yorkshire.
Representing the North. Come on.
It was like proper Wallace and Gromit, wasn't it? Cracking cheese, Gromit. But it was great. Yeah, I can't wait to see the rest now.
I want to show my kids. I know you probably want to show your kids.
Definitely, yeah. I picked up loads of... I was trying to concentrate on the story, but because the director said there's loads of Easter eggs in there, I was looking at all the stuff in the background.
What did you find, mate? Because I was like...
Well, so there was loads of porgs in it.
Yeah.
Like
Gamorrean guards.
The Gamorrean guards,
yeah.
There was some banthas, like, for sale, like little toys on a market stall. I saw in the girl's, like, room at the start, she got a jar of eggs, like Grogu's eggs.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's cool.
That was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I first watch something, I can't concentrate on anything but the story. So I was like, I can't look at all the Easter eggs and I can't look at that.
Well, I was watching it, and then just as like the... I don't want to spoil too much, but sort of the action sequence takes off in it, basically. Yeah. Somebody was on their phone, like directly in front of us, and the security light like, came over.
Yeah.
So I was distracted by the that playing out on the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And there seemed to be some slightly legitimate reason why they were on a phone. I don't know whether it was a... I don't know. They didn't throw them out anyway.
Yeah, but I really like... I liked all the people. I liked how they sold the show. Because there's so much sort of diversity and the continents to go into.
It feels more accessible than the other one was so anime. And unless you're really into anime, this one really feels like you'll get more fans just because of the diversity.
I love that kind of Star Wars Bollywood crossover, mate.
That just looks like mental. It could be its own show or a film or something. That's amazing.
Yeah, because like Bollywood films can be like well over the top and spectacular.
Have you seen Triple R?
I haven't, but I've heard it's amazing, mate. Yeah,
When you need to cheer yourself up in about 12 hours, 24 hours time, go home,
just
put
watch
that on.
Brilliant,
take
mate.
Your mind off things for 3 hours or whatever long it is.
But they spoke about Wolfwalkers quite a lot, which is a fantastic movie. So I'm really excited for them. That was my highlight with that one. I want to see what they do. It was just a great panel.
They all just looked really good, didn't they? And everyone was enthusiastic and they're all really like thankful to be there. And I love it. And like coming in a few weeks, as soon as they said it was May the 4th, I'm like, oh, we're going to see something here.
Yeah, definitely. so happy that we did as well, because we got the trailer right up front and then they spoke to all the directors, which was amazing. And then you get the poster and I'm like, we all know now, if you're going to a panel, you're going to get a poster.
You get it.
Did you get it?
We've not been to fetch them yet. So I was like, surely they're not going to reveal the poster and say that's it. So I was so pleased, especially when it was the Aardman one, because the lady walked back out on stage.
Yeah, it had to be, didn't it? Like, the local content. She was great too. And like, it's a good way I can sell it to Kat. Just like, well, it's about a mum, you know, come on. This will be some interest for you.
Come on, mum. But I wasn't sure which one we'd get. I always thought we'd get one. But I'm really glad. I suppose that Aardman one was perfect to show.
Yeah,
like the family one, the mother one, and all things like that.
And you can't really spoil it. No, not that I want to, but you know, it wouldn't matter if it got out.
Yeah.
At least what happened in it.
But there was one bit of art with where he was talking about the lightsabers and the
Oh, the Korean glow?
Oh, God, that
looked amazing.
Absolutely brilliant. And he was, like, genuinely excited that there was a shitload of lightsabers. Just like, I'm like, this guy's awesome. So that looked like proper manga, you know, like old school samurai and things like that. So,
well, it'll be good because, like, all the other ones last season all came from that angle.
Yeah.
And this one's, like, there's a couple of them, but now it's opened up so much. There's so much, yeah.
It's great how they talk. I mean, we all know Star Wars and Kurosawa influence. So he got it from that, and then now they're getting that influence from Star Wars, and it's just magic.
And, like, putting their, and they're not afraid to, like, lean into their culture.
No, you know
what I mean? Like, if it was an Australian studio, I'd be like, oh, what, they're going to just use, like, real over-the-top Australian references and stuff like that? Because, like, the Aardman one, it's really British, though. But
yeah,
it is.
That's,
like,
that's what was a bit weird about watching the Aardman, mate, wasn't it?
Star Wars Bogans. That's what I
want. Star Wars Bogans. Visions Season 3 Star Wars Bogans.
Yeah. I'm on Smoko, mate. leave me alone.
But, like, getting the Aardman one, mate, wasn't it? Like, because obviously the Wallace and Gromit stuff and Grande Out and Shaun the Sheep. To have that Yorkshire accent in Star Wars, mate.
Yorkshire Star Wars,
finally.
Oh, yes. Mate, represent.
She'll become the mum and the daughter, be the posters for the Yorkshire Star Wars fans.
Yes.
You guys, next celebration, you guys will be dressing up as them.
Yes.
There's the reference.
Be a Kev two
Twi'leks. Two Twi'leks.
Mum and dad.
Mum and two mum.
Yeah, I'll be mother. But yeah, it was great, mate. Great, good panel.
So we're getting ready. We only got a couple of hours to go. Then they're going to do the closing ceremony, and then they're going to tell us. Well, I don't think they're going to tell us where it is. I think they're just going to go see in 2 years.
I thought they would until you said.
I brought some logic to
you.
The
you brought some sense and reason.
I hope I'm wrong. I like to know, but I got a feeling that the gap they're going to hold their powder. But
it was 2 years, though, isn't it?
It'll definitely be the US. I mean, look.
We are
going to have to go to the US in 2 years.
Well, I think all of us think either Florida or Anaheim, don't we? So it'll be one of those because it's near the park.
Yeah, look, I kind of think Florida backup will be Chicago again if they don't play nice with Florida. But what do I know?
What do we all know?
I'm not in charge of Lucasfilm anymore.
You should be though, Josh.
She's doing a fine job, you know.
Yeah, now that
could you imagine the YouTube videos if I was in charge of Lucasfilm as opposed to Kathy Kennedy? Someone who would genuinely probably run it into the ground as opposed to just being a woman running it.
Yeah.
Like, well, we'll give all these YouTubers, like, well, we'll give him a pass, even though he's done all these stupid things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, white guy, he's all right. Awesome. Well, we'll catch we're getting to the sad part. We have to start saying goodbye. We're gonna wait. We'll catch up once we know what's happening. But thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of those beers.
Cheers, Josh.
Give me three rings, Josh. Make sure you're safe.
All right, we've just had the closing ceremony. Minnesota's best podcaster, Jess Schrader, is here. Where's Celebration 2025 going to be, Jess?
Japan!
Yay! Woo! Finally, a somewhat win for the Australians. And what was the first thing you said to me? Do they speak English in Japan?
Listen, I'm very sheltered in northern Minnesota, but this will be a...
It'll be great.
Okay. Yeah, Josh is already telling me it's going to be fine, so I believe him. And I've got 2 years to learn Japanese.
Were you just in the big room?
Yeah.
Were people excited? It was a bit of like, oh, well, it's not too many Americans in. I'm sure if they'd announced that in America, there'd been a lot of like, oh.
There seemed to be relative excitement, yeah. Yeah, they're excited.
What about you?
Like, I don't know.
Japan.
I feel like I had tunnel vision because I was so wanting it to be back in the U.S. because I wanted to bring my son. I promised him. And I think...
The promise can still stand.
The promise can still stand. It's just going to be a wee bit more challenging.
Well, I don't think anybody thought that it wouldn't be in the U.S. I think it was a no-brainer just because they didn't do it this year and then they weren't not doing it next year. It just seemed like they wouldn't wait 3 years to have another celebration in the States. But here we are. Star Wars is for everyone, Jess. Come on.
It is. And, I mean, we have been spoiled in the U.S. We've had it there multiple years in a row. So I understand wanting to spread it around.
So this is officially the end of Celebration. That's it. So happy? Did you feel glad that you came all this way? You had a good time?
Oh, absolutely. I got teared up in the little video that they made, like a highlights video that they showed us in the closing ceremony. I was definitely shedding a couple tears. So... yeah, glad I came.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you came too. It's been nice just to see you in person again, hang out. It's like we sort of hung out a little bit when we first met and then had this sort of podcast catch up every 6 months or so.
Yeah.
And then we got to do a proper little hangout and even like go out to dinner and, you know.
That was a highlight for sure. That was super fun last night.
Yeah.
It was great to meet Ed and Sean and Craig.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
What did you think of curry?
It was good. Very good.
Was it like curry? When you said you'd had curry, was that what it was you had had, or was it something different?
Yeah, that was pretty similar to what I've had.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's good, you know. Yeah. Goes well with the beer, doesn't it?
It does. The beer tasted like make a little golden draft, so felt like I was at home.
Local references right there. All right, well, we're going to hang around here. I'm going to grab some other people as they come by. We're just going to try and get a group photo before everybody shuffles off. And yeah, it's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just said I was desperate for content. Matt Grant and Nikki Kumar are here, guys. I got one word for you. Japan.
Hell yes.
I yelled fuck yes.
Yeah.
In the thing. Okay. I was so happy.
I consciously was like, I keep swearing on your pods, so fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Nikki looks less excited, but...
No, I'm just... Sad. I'm very overwhelmed in general. I'm super excited. I'm super excited for Tokyo. But I'm not thinking about it as much. But no, yeah, we were just talking with Matt. I was like, direct flight. I can do that.
Yeah.
Direct flight.
It's in the middle. Yeah. It's in the middle. Direct flight for us. 1 hour time difference. It's so good. This is the closest. This is realistically the closest we're ever going to get, really.
Never say never.
Easing their way down.
Hey, I didn't think that they would do two non-US ones in a row.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Like, I thought it would always be like international US, international US. But like, this is Brave New World.
Oh, that Facebook. Those Star Wars Celebration Facebook books are going to be on fire tonight. There is going to be some good reading.
Meltdowns and happiness.
A lot of Star Wars is for everyone going to be going in there.
Yeah, and a lot of Star Wars shouldn't be for everyone from a few other people on Facebook. And then fights, and I'm there for it.
Yeah.
I am there for it.
How's your day been, Nikki?
It's been good. Did Bad Batch in the main stage.
Now, I heard you guys got some fracas in the press area or something.
Oh, you don't even want to know.
I don't want to know.
I mean,
you had your credentials questioned?
The people do want to know, and it's that there's some incompetent people working around here who confused what we were doing for a different section and caused a fit on multiple levels, questioning us, questioning multiple staff members, all because we were in some seats that it looked like she wanted. And
was
it's like
it a staff member or like a Jedi master pass person?
I think she was working with PR,
right?
But she didn't sound like the way she was talking to us. She was incredibly unprofessional. Personally, I would have liked an apology, but
so after she was done, she's like, oh, all right, then fine.
Yeah, no, she was like, it's okay, you can stay there. Like, she gave us permission, but we were actually in the right place, and she was in the wrong place.
The rest of the day's been alright?
No, rest of the day's been great because we went from Bad Batch to Visions.
How good was Visions?
Super cool. And then from Visions, we went to the Visions press conference.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I got to ask a question to the Indian...
he was great, guy. Wasn't he?
Yeah, Milind... I can't remember his last name. Milind from 88 Studios or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got to ask a question about sort of Indian tradition in Star Wars and, you know, now a very... visceral, explicit representation of India in Star Wars.
You feel it now? You're feeling the connection?
Yeah, I am. And I asked him, like, what do you want? What are you hoping to, like, specifically communicate to fans who, both fans who don't know it and fans like myself who are now excited to connect with heritage through Star Wars? And so that was fun. And you know, me and some other friends asked really good questions, and it felt good to, like, be in a press conference. And then I got the shirts I wanted just now, and
yeah, I went in. I got a shirt I wanted. I had to get an extra large, so now I might as well just go to the pub and get some beer and just accept my fate.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling W's right here in this closing hour of celebration.
It's always the weird little last hour, isn't it? Thanks, guys. We're supposed to be having a photo here, and I don't know where everybody is. Well, I don't know where they've all gone. I might follow up. Hey, Japan. Hey,
what did I say? What did I say earlier? I was hoping it would be Japan.
You were right.
Cool. I can't believe it.
I'm stoked. I am so stoked. You don't believe how happy I am.
You guys got to just fucking go straight up.
We are. I am absolutely wrapped with Japan. Let's go. Australian time zones, everybody.
Closing time.
It's looking at the saddest shit in the world now, isn't it?
Japan, hell yeah. Gonna be there. This is Andy. Hell yeah.
Be there or be square. Bring a chair. Please don't
Konnichiwa.
Stare.
Konnichiwa. Ohayou gozaimasu.
I'm like a koala bear.
Cherry blossoms, baby. It's a beautiful romantic time of year to bring your wife, your family, your
kids. Are you going to bring the family to Japan?
Probably not the kids. Probably just my wife and I always talked about going to Japan to see Kyoto, yep. check out the countryside, do all that stuff, see Tokyo, see some mad bars, mad club, crazy night scenes. And thing is, we were thinking about going to
play some Japanese dice. You know? I love a Japanese.
I love a Japanese craps table. Can't understand a thing. It's a month before my birthday, my 40th birthday.
God, you're so young.
I know. So young.
So young.
Young and vivacious. No, but like, we were going to go to New Zealand, actually, that time of year.
You could go. Well, it's not on the way, but it's sort of somewhat there.
That half of the planet, you know, you might as well. No, we just push off a year in New Zealand. Kids will be a little older. Bring them there.
Yep.
My wife and I go to Japan, you know. She's been wanting to go to a celebration before.
Well, I messaged Kat just before and said, you know, I've announced it. And she's like, and? And I'm like, Japan? She's like, oh, my God. Like, we've been to Japan. We've talked about going back for ages. So planning a trip to Japan in 2 years, mm-hmm. perfect.
Doable, right?
Oh, it's totally doable.
It's it's definitely going to be, like, 50-50, 60-40 for me. But I am, by God, I am going to make it there. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I think this is where we wrap this up. And I might do a little deumon later on, but dude, what a pleasure.
Cheers, man.
See you at the next one.
Indeed.
God.
Japan.